Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purion, and tonight my role is host of the Meet the Owners call with talking about one of our most interesting products, Super Xanthan, and it's actually made some improvements to the product, so we're not only going to be talking about the benefits of the product, but also some of the upgrades to this product line, and thousands, if not tens of thousands of people dedicated to eating cleaner and greener because of our next speaker. He's our owner and founder. He wrote a book called The Green Foods Bible, and he's got some very important information to share about this Super Xanthan product, just one of more than 50 products that he formulated and that he's found and created and put together for us so that we can have a healthier life filled with more vitality, and we can look, feel, and perform like younger people. And glad that I take this product, and glad that you're going to share with everybody why they should be taking it. So I'm going to turn the call over to David Sandoval.
Well, thank you, David Litt, and appreciate everybody's being with us tonight. Looks like we have almost a record crowd, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. When we get to 1,000, then I will let you know, but we are approaching that number, and it feels good. We are more than halfway there. So glad to have all of you here. And tonight, as you know, this is a Meet the Owner when we get to the town and really examine the products in detail and what they are and what they're made from and how we make them and how much you should take and how potent they are and what you could expect to possibly feel from them and why you could expect to feel that from them and all of the care and the science that goes into delivering a Purion product is rather extensive, and we are a company that believes in continuous self-improvement. We are always happy, never satisfied, with our products, because we always believe that if they can be improved, someday they might need to be. And if we are completely satisfied, then we would not believe that there could be improvement. Now, we loved our astaxanthin 12 years ago or more, long, long, long before all of these clinical studies came out, long, long, long before Dr. Oz and everybody in the world got totally on board with astaxanthin. Now there is a universal chorus of people who are reporting that astaxanthin is, you know, possibly, you know, the greatest of the new discoveries in nutrition, and I believe that that could be true. And so we have improved our astaxanthin. We used to have an oil-based astaxanthin, which is all oil-based, but in order to keep it in its oil base, there was a preservative in it. We don't like preservatives. In order to keep it in its oil base, there was a gelatin capsule with vegetarian capsules. So we also found that the research that was done on this particular astaxanthin was fairly old and had not been updated in a while. And while we were impressed, we found a new manufacturer that had a cleaner manufacturing process, a greater potency, and the fact that it was a powder form meant that it was very stable without a preservative. And there was a ton of new scientific evidence, clinical studies, research, documented stuff that is really, really impressive. And so we now have a pure vegan form of astaxanthin that has no preservatives. And that's the way, as they say, that we like to roll. So I had the opportunity, this is the part of the Dave and the Doctor segment, the opportunity to our Super Xanthan was ditching me. Every time they made a commitment to do this call with me, they would suddenly, at the last minute, cancel. And the reason why is because they had not received permission from the head office in Japan for clearance that someone could go on and represent their company in a public forum. It's a very formal country, very formal corporation. It is a pharmaceutical company, and in the end, they decided that to come on this show would be a commercial endeavor, and they're a scientific organization. And while they don't mind that we sell it commercially, they're not in the business of doing the commercial side, only the research. So I had the pleasure speaking with a Mr. Kusawish. Mr. Kusawish is a intense researcher in the subject of phytochemicals and astaxanthin specifically, and he downloaded all of the new research to me in about an hour phone call where we had a great conversation. I took fairly copious notes, and I want to share with you what I have learned. And this is more of a Dave from the doctors as opposed to Dave and the doctors. But nonetheless, I think you're going to be absolutely intrigued by what we're going to learn and probably compelled, I would imagine, to try to get this product into your life as soon as possible or take it much more seriously if it's sitting on your shelf and maybe increase your dosage or see if you can't feel or notice the change in your body that we're going to describe once you begin to use the product. Now, there is a number of things that are impressive about astaxanthin, but if you asked, and I did, I asked the questions, and the first question I asked was, what is the first thing that you would say? What's the first thing that comes to mind when someone says, why should I take astaxanthin? And he immediately said, you know, as an antioxidant. He said, and I know that there's so many types of antioxidants, and antioxidant is the most overused word in the nutritional supplement field. But if people understood the difference between the types of antioxidants, and what they do, and the types of free radicals, and what they do, they'd be very, very interested in using astaxanthin. Because astaxanthin, like superoxide dismutase, is the master of all enzymatic antioxidants that has the ability, that is, to neutralize superoxides. And superoxides are a specific type of particularly cell-damaging and mutating free radicals. And that's why superoxide dismutase is the master or the most important of all antioxidant enzymes. And, of course, you know we have that in our Revivadol, and I was very proud of that. But his statement was that for oxygen singlets, now, in free radicals, oxygen singlets are the most damaging. They occur very quickly. They do their damage very quickly. They don't hang around in the blood. There's no way to stop them. Once they occur, the damage is done, period. You may be able to somehow repair the damage in the future, but it is not going to stop the damage from being done. Now, as we know, the enzyme superoxide dismutase takes superoxides, and after the damage has been done, superoxide dismutase repairs that damage very well, more effectively than anything. That's why it is the master antioxidant enzyme. However, there's blocking and repairing agents. Superoxide dismutase is a repairing agent. The astaxanthin is a blocking agent. It stops oxygen singlets from forming and actually neutralizes them before they can do cellular damage. And because they form so quickly, and because they are the most damaging, perhaps, of all free radicals, having something that is clinically proven and specifically intercepts and stops. Now, here's the two people who should be most interested in this. I asked him, okay, who needs that type of antioxidant whose bodies create oxygen singlets? He said, there's two people. One is a smoker, so every smoker must be taking astaxanthin. And number two, and this surprised me, was those who exercise a lot. excessive workouts create oxygen singlets, and literally, you could kill yourself with your workouts. Slowly, and it won't hit you till you're older, but nonetheless, it's just as damaging as being a smoker. Smokers usually die years later from the effect of the damage done. So, crazy little riddle. What do athletes and smokers have in common? They both are subject to the most damaging of all free radicals, oxygen singlets, and both of them should really, really be looking at our astaxanthin as a solution to that problem. Hope that that was something that you all could relate to. Remember, you're listening to the Meet the Owners call. Tonight's subject is superxanthin, and I'm sharing with you some words of wisdom that I learned. Now, how long? Well, if it does what we just said, you want it 24 hours, I would imagine. At the very least, you want it while you're awake and potentially smoking and or working out. It lasts 12 hours. So if you take it in the morning, as I do, it will last until pretty late in the day. 6 in the morning until 6 in the afternoon. What I was inspired to do was begin to take a second serving at 6 in the afternoon so I could get full 24-hour coverage. And 2 milligrams is good. I am going to step up my usage to 6 milligrams, and I'll tell you why, and the reason why. Will be coming up right after I share some information with you about synthetic astaxanthin. Yes, synthetic astaxanthin has a toxic level. And synthetic astaxanthin can be found, believe it or not, in our farmed salmon, and even salmon that's natural that they don't think is pink enough for you. Farmed salmon, farmed shrimp, tilapia, all of these. Synthetic astaxanthin, which actually could become toxic in the body. And so don't confuse the color, the fake color in fake crab, in fake fish that have been farm grown, because that beautiful red color we see in shrimp and in lobster and in crab, that beautiful red color, that comes from astaxanthin. Real, true, powerful antioxidant astaxanthin. It only comes when the fish eats natural marine life and not grains and other foods that come from the land. Most of our farm-fed fish are not being fed what they would eat in nature, not to mention the antibiotics, but the fake astaxanthin, not to be confused with our real astaxanthin. Now, another tidbit that I learned that's really, really amazing, one of the things we already knew, I guess, was that astaxanthin was an internal sunscreen, but did you know that there are numerous studies that show that it is the most effective at blocking UVA, or ultraviolet light, and this is the one that actually causes our collagen in our skin. Is what makes our skin look younger and plump and healthy. And so the nice part is, I was thinking how amazing it is if you combine the astaxanthin and you're also taking the aloe vera. The aloe vera, the hair, skin, and nails, and the master aminos all also help build collagen. And I think as an internal sunscreen, I guess I got off of the path, this is what it's clinically shown is the melanin. Now, melanin is the color in your skin that makes you look like you have a tan. Now, melanin is not to be confused with melatonin. Melanin is a pigment in your skin when you've got a suntan. That stays in your skin much longer when you're taking astaxanthin. That also is a natural sunscreen, by the way. The more melanin you have, the better your body deals with sunlight. and the more sunlight you could tolerate. And so astaxanthin is a sunscreen that stops you from burning, stops the erosion of collagen, builds collagen, and protects you from the wrinkle-causing sunlight called UVA. And of course, UVB as well, but UVA. And that's really, really important. It prolongs your suntan. And if you want to think about it, the clinical studies that came out showing that it gets rid of fine lines, it's very complementary with some of these other ingredients like hair, skin, and nails, master aminos, and aloe vera. And the reason why is because aloe vera accelerates the rate that your body creates new skin cells. Hair, skin, and nails provides the silica and the other phytochemicals that help your body build collagen. The master aminos regulates the amount of water in your cells, so it always has the right amount of plumpness, and they don't get dehydrated, but it also tightens up the matrix of your skin through increasing its elasticity. So if you could build the collagen with astaxanthin, and here's the new research that is really amazing, astaxanthin makes your wrinkles go away in the winter time as well because it stops your cells from becoming dehydrated. Now remember, the master aminos are effective at helping do the same thing. So the combination, if you're already taking the master aminos and the astaxanthin, very complementary products. The aloe vera would be a very complementary product. So as an internal sunscreen, it's great. But it also takes away wrinkles by building collagen and restoring the natural, not elasticity, but the natural moisture level within the cells. The master aminos will create the elasticity, and it's like a facelift from food. And I think that that is pretty cool. Now, remember, you're listening to Purium's Meet the Owners call. This is a call all about our super xanthan, which we have, new studies that we're talking to you about tonight. For example, the 11 published studies that show how astaxanthin improves your eyesight. Imagine not just slowing down, but improving your eyesight. Now, I believe that we have a Tibetan eye chart on the Facebook, online, on the Ethereum. And improving your eyesight is really important to me. I read a lot. I write a lot. I need to focus. Well, guess what? 11 different clinical studies, and I'll show you only the results of my favorite ones. They allow your eyes to focus. That means very quickly your eye can focus on what you want it to, and the blurriness will go away as well because the sharpness, it's like having little adjust buttons in your head because of astaxanthin. You've got the focus button. Boom. You're able to focus on what you want to read. The sharpness level becomes clearer. And then you don't get tired. Eye fatigue is reduced as well. These are clinical studies. Well, guess what? The antioxidant goes into the humerus fluid. You know, and I remember on the radio show, I always used to say there's nothing funny about chronic macular degeneration. But the humerus fluid is that liquid that flows between the front of the eye and the back of the eye. Imagine an hourglass sitting on its side, and the middle part separates the front of the eye from the back of the eye. And the flow of liquid in between that causes your eye to adjust, to open and close and dilate, etc. And when that fluid is less viscous, when it's not able to flow back and forth easily, when it gets too thick or too thin, for whatever reason, or has inclusions in it, chunks of stuff that might actually clog up that area for a while and cause your eye not to be able to focus. That's happened to all of us. Well, guess what? That is about to improve when you get involved with, our super xanthan. You may see that that is something that improves dramatically. Now, some other interesting studies, when we're talking all about our amazing super xanthan. It is now vegan. It is now stable. It is now completely without preservatives of the type that are necessary when you have an oil-based product. And yet it is still derived from oil. It's an amazing, amazing way that it is made, the extraction process. And it is, you know, been tested time and time again for any radiation contamination. It has zero radiation contamination. It's grown actually in a Scandinavian island that is really pure, and it's totally grown indoors in controlled tanks, in stainless steel tanks, and the extraction process is done by really, really amazing pharmaceutical standards, and there are certificates that prove that there is no radiation, certificates that prove that there's no contamination, heavy metals, and all the things that people are really worried about these days with their algae. Now, the last thing that I want to share with you tonight, because I see that we're getting close to the end of the call. The last, again, new studies that show that astaxanthin is actually an amazing fat burner. They took two groups of people, one, and they had them exercise the same, have a modified diet all the same. And the people that were taking the astaxanthin had their body fat index drop by three, their ratio of fat to muscle improved by 3.8% in a very short time. That is incredible. Just taking the astaxanthin, when they stopped having a special diet and the extra exercise, the people went back to their regular diet, they continued to improve their body mass index, their BMI. Continued to improve. I'm not encouraging you to stop eating well or exercising, but I think this is pretty cool information. Now, I really, really am excited about astaxanthin. Like I said, 12 years ago, more than 12 years ago, I decided that we were going to carry this product long before anybody knew what it was or cared. We had already had the red marine algae in the form of our antiviral support. And we knew that red algae had super, super purpose on the earth, that they were quite unique, any red algae. There's a lot of algaes that have different red pigments. I mean, these true deep red and now scientifically validated effects of these pigments. And so I want to encourage everybody, there's so many reasons why, whether you're a smoker, whether you're an athlete, whether you're getting older or you just want to look younger, there's so many reasons to benefit. I've been taking it personally every day. It's on my everyday list. For those of you who aren't following me on Facebook, I hope that you will. And I want to leave you guys with a couple of thoughts. One, these are the words of a woman who was talking about, she's dying. And she's a 29-year-old mom. She'll be dead, unfortunately, within weeks. And she said, you know, but I'd like to tell everybody what I've learned with weeks to live is that we spend 95% of our time on stuff that really doesn't matter. And maybe 5% on the stuff that does. And we need to at least get to 50-50. She said, you really need to spend most of your time on the stuff that really matters. So she said, make a list and put down, really think about it hard and think about the 5 or 6 things in your life that really, really matter, that are really important. And then every day, what are you doing about those before you do other stuff? And you'll find that you'll be spending 50% instead of 5% of your time on the stuff that really matters. That's what I do with my life. You really matter to me. when I hang up this phone, I'm going to go downstairs and meet with 20 people who have flown in from all over the country to find out if they want to get involved in Purium and start to really matter in other people's lives the way that you already do. So I'm going to take a moment, and I'm going to open the phone so we could say goodbye.
As is our tradition.
You know, one, I just looked at my notes and forgot to mention that as an endurance food for people who are involved in endurance athletics, it recombines glucose, creates glycogen, and fuels our cells like double what they normally would be fueled by the same amount of glucose. So it's an amazing glucose efficiency regulator. I want to thank everybody. I've got to run. Hope you enjoyed tonight's call. All the best.